Dave, agus Falchuk and Jean Clark coming look class scale and shock on the show. I meet Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And well, on tonight's programme, I'm joined by former Donegal All Ireland winner Manus Boyle, of course, and legendary Kerry broadcaster Wishy Fogarty will be joining us later in the programme as well. And basically, with the Allianz Football League semi finals coming up this weekend, and well, the opening series of games already played, we can maybe look back with Manus and Wishy on the Allianz League campaign so far, the Football League campaign so far, and get their views on it, and also get their thoughts on well, where we're going in terms of how the teams are going to fare out on Sunday in those semi-finals. Remember, Donegal faced Dublin, the reigning All-Ireland champions, who are bidding for a fourth National League title in a row this year, and of course three All-Irelands in the last 5 years as well. They're the top team, and well, we'll be looking forward to that game. And of course Kerry also back in Croke Park once again in the first of the semi-finals on Sunday. That's against, I suppose, the surprise packet of this year's Allianz Football League Division 1 is the newly promoted Roscommon. But just before we go to Manus, first of all, and just to remind you, of course, that Ulster Minor under, or that's Ulster Under 21 Championship final is on tonight. It's on in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. It's going to be up to half time. It's been nip and tuck so far, 6-5 in favour of Tyrone. And Monaghan briefly led there a couple of moments ago, but Tyrone have come back with points from Lee Brennan and Shea Hamill, and they now lead by 0-6 to 0-5. That game was about due to start at 8 o'clock, about 5 minutes delay in starting, I think, possibly. I'm not quite sure, was it crowd to get let everybody in? Big crowd expected at that game tonight, but we'll keep an eye on that one as well. And of course we may even talk to Wishy about that Munster under 21 final tomorrow. It's Cork and Kerry. Nothing unusual in that one down there. But first of all, as I said, well, just before we go to Manus Boyle, just to remind you once again, of course, if you want to text us or air your thoughts on the programme, we'd love to hear from you. 086 77 00 555, that's the number. And just remind you once again, you can listen back to the programme from tomorrow morning. That's a new feature we have over the last couple of months, and people really enjoying it. It's you can listen back to it on the website www.highlandradio.com, or also on the Highland Radio app. You can download that free for you, and you can listen back if you miss part of the programme or there's something you want to hear again. Certainly, we'd certainly delighted if you could listen to it. And of course, you can listen to us on the World Wide Web. We have listeners right across the world that listen to us from time to time. You'd be surprised where people would be texting you from. So it's, as I said, it's 6-5 or 6-6 now in that Ulster Under 21 Championship final. 4,500 people at that game in the Athletic Grounds tonight, coming up to half time. As I said, a 5 minute delay in the start there. So that was a pretty, it was expected to be close, and that's what it's looking like it's going to be. Well, Manus Boyle, very good night to you, and welcome as usual to the programme. Delighted to have you.
Good evening, Tom.
And tell you, Manus, seven games played in the league, Donegal back in Croke Park again, everything will seem to be fine.
Yeah, I don't know how they actually got there, you know, the fact that it took a scoring average to get us there, but, you know, the league started off well for us, Tom. You know, great. First two games Donegal were flying, weighted down, home to Cork. You know, there was actually a lot of enthusiasm for the way they were playing, the way they were coming out. Against Mayo, probably the performance probably did go down a wee bit, but they still came out of it with a win. But since that, you know, we've lost four in a row, which is, you know, I can't remember us going that long on a losing streak before for that length of time. We've always managed to pull ourselves up somewhere along the line, but nobody seems to be panicking. We're in an All-Ireland semi-final, or a National League semi-final, which probably just maybe papers over the crack a wee bit, but you know, ever since the first three games we certainly haven't been hitting the highs that we were, you know.
And tell me, what do you think went wrong, or has gone wrong, or is it maybe they're quite happy just to be where they are, and maybe safe in Division 1. That wasn't sure, obviously, until last Sunday, and it was pretty tight, I suppose. It was decided on score average.
Yeah, it's very hard to know with modern teams, Tom. There seems to be a huge emphasis placed on the championship, even though the championship is only, you know, 7 or 8 weeks away. You know, there's a huge emphasis being placed on training programmes and you know, you don't want to be playing an extra two, a couple of games in case it interferes with that program. I'm not so sure about that, Tom. I don't believe that it takes 7-8 weeks to prepare a team for one championship game. I'm not convinced of that. In fairness to Rory and the management team, they tried out a couple of new players who I think excelled. They took back some of the older players to give them a run and see where their legs were at. And, you know, you could probably put them down to factors like that. But I just think overall, even against Monaghan last Sunday, our handling wasn't good, our choice of kick passing wasn't good. We were dispossessed a lot. Our discipline in the tackle wasn't great. And that's been a feature. You know, you could say that feature against Kerry, against Roscommon. I just thought they ran through the middle of us. We had no defence at times. And, you know, against Dublin, everybody was behind the ball. Indeed, times against Monaghan on Sunday, everybody was behind the ball. So it's very hard to know, you know, if there's a plan in place or if it's something that he just wants to keep, you know, under their hat until we play the championship. I'm not sure.
There was a feeling, I suppose, this year really, that given the gap between the end of the league and even the finals of the league, if you were to get through it, and the fact that we were out last in Ulster this year, and it was back in June for the first time in a long time, that there was enough room to give the league a right good crack and then concentrate on the championship.
Yeah, I would have believed so, Tom, because I mean, we have 40, we're carrying a panel of 40 odd players, so I mean, it's not as if you have to play the same 15 all the time. You know, you can rest players, you can give players great big game experience in Croke Park. If you can get to, you know, the fact that, well, we have a semi-final on Sunday, but if you could get to a final, even better, you can give younger players that big time feeling. So, you know, when they do get into a game where there's a lot of pressure, it's a final, that they're used to it, that they've gone through it, and it would help them. You know, it's a great experience. But that doesn't seem to be on the cards. They're quite prepared, maybe, you know, to take the semi-final. And I think they need to look for a win on Sunday. They need to lay down a marker to the Dubs, you know, because come September, that's where you're going to have to be at. And I think if we get in too much into this idea that, you know, we can afford to lose a game in a National League semi-final, you know, we'll have it up in them down the road in the summer. I don't believe in that, Tom. I think you have to try and win every game as it comes to you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later, what you feel are the prospects with on Sunday against Dublin. But in terms of the league, you know, you mentioned the opening three games where Donegal looked well. What are the positives, if there are any?
There's always positives. I mean, you know, the performance of certain players. He gave Owen McHugh a good opportunity this year. I think Owen has excelled. His speed, his pace off the ball, his work rate's excellent. I mean, you know, it's a player that we all knew was coming through, but had been injury prone this last couple of years. So that was definitely a plus. I think the performance of Hugh McFadden, and I know I'd probably be pinpointed because he's my own club man, but you know, I thought his performance in most of the National League games he played was fairly consistent. He was given a role. I thought he carried that role well. He covers the back line. I thought when he wasn't played against Roscommon and Letterkenny, we seen how open we were without that somebody in that role. I thought Peter Boy was doing well in goals, and then, you know, Young McGinley then came in and done fairly well. It's great to see Carl Lacey back, you know, and Michael Murphy has been excellent, you know, again a consistent performer. Paddy McBertie has been fairly consistent, and Ryan McHugh has been excellent. So there's been a lot of pluses, you know. Plus Rory Cavan has come back this year. He's had five or six good long games, so he'll be hardened for the championship. And you know, they're the pluses, you know. But I'm afraid the four defeats in a row is putting a real dark cloud over it, you know. Mm.
Did we try out enough players in the league?
I suppose it was important to make sure you're Division 1 status, Tom. And I suppose there is a reluctance to try too many out at once. But I'm not so sure that we needed to, you know, maybe play the older players as much. I think their championship they know how to get themselves ready for the championship. They know when it comes around. You know, their body clocks are set for that anyway. I probably think we could have played a lot more, but to be fair, you know, you had the under-21s playing in their championship, so, you know, there's a fine balancing act there, and that has to be looked at as well, you know.
Yeah. Tato, I guess the Glisson Clower, come a look, Traskill, a Shockton, a Shulam, me, Tom Comack, that's the voice of Manus Boyle, of course, the man that kicked 9 points in that 1992 All-Ireland final against Dublin, that historic day in Croke Park when Donegal won that first All-Ireland, and of course now a columnist with the Donegal Democrats as well, giving his thoughts on that one. We're looking back on the Alliance Football League, especially Division 1, of course, where Donegal have featured this year, and of course All-Ireland champions Dublin are there, Kerry, the Munster champions are there as well, and well, the new kids on the block from Connacht, Roscommon, are there, Mayo, and all the top teams, and well, obviously Donegal have made it through to the semi-final by the skin of their teeth, but they're there in the semi-final after 3 wins on the trot at the very start, but they've, as Manus Boyle was pointing out there, they've lost the last 4 games. Manus, is it a concern that we've lost the last 4 games?
I suppose, you know, some would say it as you know, it's only the league, that excuse will be used. But sometimes, Tom, what can happen with teams and what can happen with players is that it can get into the heads of players. You know, a losing's a habit. It's like winning is a good habit. You know, you start to doubt yourself if you're in a run of defeats like that. The confidence, the team confidence goes down. Your own confidence as a player goes down. You question one another. You know, the training, maybe a lot of arguments kind of things can creep up. There's a blame game going on. And, you know, it can have a very dividing
effect. Can it have effect on the dressing room?
Absolutely, it can divide them because certain players will want certain things out of games. Also, there's a lot of men not getting playing, yet they're tarred with the same brush because they're not getting their chance. So it can divide a dressing room, and it can have a real snowball effect. You know, I wrote this week in the piece in the Democrat that regardless of what your preparations were for the championship, I think it's important that you give everything on Sunday to beat Dublin, because to go into a championship losing 5 games in a row would not be good for mental preparation for any player. Yeah. And it's something I've looked back on since last Sunday, that, you know, in my own time playing for Donegal, I can't remember us going maybe 3 games in a row, you know, and I know what that sort of effect had in the squad, what it had on your own mental preparation and your own mental contribution to any game. And I think it can have a huge effect.
Tato, I guess, look, Leshan Clark coming, Luke Glasgow, and a shock and a show. Of course, Kerry are also in the league semi final on Sunday, and well, they're taking on Roscommon in the opening game. And after a very poor start and losing their opening 2 games at least, Kerry have, as always, made it through. And I know, Wishy Fogarty, first of all, good night to you and welcome to the programme.
Good evening, lads. Nice to talk to you, Tom.
And that's Manus Boyle there. Yeah, I'm sure you're called Manus. Manny's the time.
Nice to talk to you, Manus.
Nice to talk to you too, Wishy.
And tell me, Wishy, what's the mood in Kerry? Are you on the way back?
Well, I tell you, Tom, the mood in Kerry overall generally is very buoyant. And I'll tell you why. When you take into consideration that Kerry have won the last 2 minor All-Irelands, they won the intermediate title this year. And St. Mary's won the intermediate and Temple Noor won the junior. Then the St. Brendan's College won the Hogan Cup last Sunday, and now the under-21s are in the Munster final against Cork tomorrow night, and then you have the seniors in Croke Park next Sunday. So when you take all that, Tom, and you look at it all, the mood in the county at the moment, I can sense a fierce mood of expectancy.
Brilliant. And tell me, you probably heard us talking there about Donegal and losing the last 4 games. What would be the mood like in Kerry if you'd lost the last 4 games?
Well, the mood in Kerry, we had trials there over the last few seasons when we went very bad in the league. But at the moment now, we're after winning the last 5 games. in the league, and to go where we, the Roscommon were the last team to beat us when they beat us in Killarney, and we'd be going into Croke Park next Sunday, expecting, maybe hoping to beat Roscommon. But the big thing about Kerry, the way they're going at the moment, Tom, they have a new trainer now this year. Your man O'Neill has gone up to Kildare, and the players are very fresh. They're very eager. They're working very, very hard. And Eamon Fitzmaurice and the panel and his selectors, they have put forward a very, very deep panel of players. They've been introducing a lot of players. They've been playing a lot of the older players. And they have a very a great depth of talent. And the one thing I've noticed in all the games I was at this year, the substitutes they're bringing on are adding to the game, maybe even more than the fellas that have been taken off. So that's a big, huge step. That means that the substitutes are very experienced and they're playing good football.
Just back to the Hogan Cup final for a moment. Were you at it last Sunday or Saturday?
I wasn't at it, Tom. I wasn't at it. I was watching it in the box, all right. But I know all the lads that will be playing there now, and I'd be familiar with them, and I had been talking to their manager, Gary McGrath, and and that was expected. But I tell you this, and it has been said to me by people since. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but they tell me that next year's team is going to be better than this year's team. And, of course, also, Dingle won the last two Hogan Cups. So that's three Hogan Cups that come to Kerry. But, Tom, there's fierce work going on underneath here in Kerry in the development squads, and all this is coming through now.
And it's not that terribly long ago since I know, speaking to you, that you were very worried and there was great concern in Kerry that, you know, things were poor at underage, especially you hadn't won a minor Munster in years.
Things were very poor, Tom, up till 3 or 4 years ago. We hadn't won anything. But then the squads began to develop underneath, and the big thing that happened was then that Jack O'Connor was put in charge of the Kerry Miners. And he's probably, in my view, he's easily one of the best managers in the 32 counties, and he won those two All-Irelands. It's going to be very interesting now tomorrow night to see how he's going to do against Cork, because Cork have simply dominated Kerry in under 21 for the last 10 years. So yes, Tom, we were worried a number of years ago, and did we win the two minors, but we'll see, can they push on now to the under 21s.
And talk to me about the Allianz League as a whole. What have you made of it this year?
Do you know the one thing that I was delighted for? I'm delighted to see Cavan going back up to Division 1, Tom. I tell you the truth. Delighted to see them. They've been down in the doldrums for a long time. And of course, they won all those under-21s in Ulster. And they won the All-Ireland. And this is great to see them coming up. Tyrone seemed to be going well. You'd expect Kildare to come out of their division, wouldn't you? No doubt at all about it. So generally, overall, it was a good league. And I tell you, I saw the attendance against Kerry and Cork and Tralee last week. The attendance was over 8,000. Yeah. Now, that's a lot of people. So generally, overall, Tom, I thought myself, I was at the Mayo game, I thought it was a good league generally. I was a bit disappointed to see Donegal. Maybe what happened to Manus, my Manus will know better than me, of course. Maybe that they trained very, very, very hard, and the training stood to them for the early games. Maybe a bit of tiredness is slipping in then. And he did mention there about maybe some of the older players might have been rested. Maybe that's what happened to them, I don't know. But I tell you this, they have a big game coming up, because Dublin are the benchmark. Kerry are trailing Dublin. Dublin are the team that Kerry are trying to catch up to at the moment.
Manus, what do you make of that? Oishi and Donegal maybe trained very hard, got maybe a little bit of fatigue setting in. It's very early if it is.
You would have to admire the squads that both Dublin and Kerry have, because Kerry have introduced a lot of players. And I thought this year that Fitzmaurice did probably make an emphasis on the league a lot more than maybe he did last year. Oishi's right, they look very fresh. They look very hungry. You have the likes of Kieran Donahue playing all those games. You know, a fella probably 30, 33, 34, wherever he is, playing National League games at this stage and looking very fresh, looking very fit and sharp, you know. Just on the point of the Kerry and the development thing, it's a testament to any man that won senior All-Irelands that he'll go back and he'll train his club and he'll train schools and he'll take over the minor job and he'll start the process all again. I mean, there's not very few Jack O'Connors about, and what he's done for Kerry football is just unreal, and the fact that he's coming through again with another crop of players is testament to a very good man, you know, and his ability to take youngsters along the way. And his love of Kerry football, you know, it's just amazing, you know.
And tell me, Weeshie, you've mentioned obviously Dublin are the benchmark. Who else did you see this year that has impressed you?
Yeah, well, I think Tyrone, they're looking very good. They seem to be coming with a very good team. Mayo, I think, will be there and thereabouts. I was very disappointed with Cork, Tom. I was at the game in Cork when Roscommon absolutely destroyed him. Now, Roscommon, of course, had the big talk in the National League, definitely. There's no doubt at all about that. But I'm not that bit surprised because they have been winning a lot of Connacht under 21 titles. And I go as far as to say this. I think the backroom team they have, the men in charge of them, I think that they are the secrets of Roscommon at the moment. Even though John Evans, our own man in Kerry, he brought them from the third to the second to the first. He did tremendous work. Now they have three new men, and Max Day is doing great work there, and they have brought three new men in. And I tell you, it might be a bit too early for them this year, but next Sunday now is going to be very interesting, and we're playing and see how they'll fare, Tom. But Roscommon to me now, Cavan and Tyrone have been the big teams.
Tato Agista, Clashon Clare, coming Luke Glasgale. I can tell you, half time in the Ulster Under 21 final in the Athletic Grounds, Tyrone lead by a point, 7 points to 6 there. That game delayed for 5 minutes. I think over 4.5, almost 5,000 people at that game. Weeshie, you're at the Under 20, you have an Under 21 final tomorrow night, Cork and Kerry. Just tell me, what's the feeling in Kerry about the move from Under 20 to Under 21 to 20?
Well, the mood in Kerry, Tom, very simply is, and this is the way Kerry people probably react to a lot of things, the change has been made, it will have to be adapted, and we'll just have to see how things go. Generally, I think Kerry voted for it. Myself, I might be wrong now. I don't know. I think Kerry voted for it. I might be wrong now. But it's there now, Tom, and the thing is, you have to get around it, and you have to go see how you can adapt it and do the best for your county. It's as simple as that. But I tell you now, tomorrow night, that under 21 game is a big, big game. Because Cork have beaten us for the last 7 or 8 or 9 years nearly in the under 21. And they're coming down to Tralee. There'll be 7 or 8,000 people in Tralee tomorrow night. And I think they'll be stronger physically than Kerry, Tom. They're that bit stronger. They're full forward there. He's playing full forward with their seniors. He's a very good player. But I tell you now, a win for the Kerry under 21s tomorrow night now would be more important than the seniors winning in Croke Park next Sunday. Would you believe that?
I would indeed. Tell me, Manus, it's time to get worried when we hear Weeshie talking about all the success Kerry are enjoyed and the players that are coming through.
As usual, the Kerry man always done a very good story.
Tell me, your own thoughts on the change from under 21 to under 20, and I know you were an All-Ireland under 21 winner against Kerry in a replay.
Yeah, that a long time ago, Tom. My only problem with it is because they changed the under 17, it means it pushes the introduction of younger players into inter-county football very soon. They're starting to be introduced to inter-county football at 14 and 15, and the enjoyment factor, it gets very serious very quickly for them, and I just think that's a wee bit young. I mean, when you were being introduced as a minor at 16, 17, now we're introducing youngsters to inter-county football at 14 and 15. I know you have under 16, I know you have development squads, but once you go to play in a minor championship match, be it under 17 or 8, it's serious stuff. And it's, you know, sometimes I think the enjoyment has been taken out of it a bit too much because of the seriousness of the competition. Now, I think I would have rather put it the other way, put it out to under 19 and leave the under 21s the way it was. I don't think it really makes much of a difference at that age group anyway, because they're all playing a lot of football with colleges, club, etc., you know. So the under 20s is, you know, I think it's a token. To me, the more serious one was reducing the age to under 17.
Clashon Clare coming Luke Glasgale. We're into the last couple of minutes here of the GAA programme with me, Tom Comick, and my special guests tonight are Weeshie Fogarty from Radio Kerry and our own Manus Boyle as well. Weeshie, just in relation, and an issue that has cropped up from time to time, and it was a big issue here this year and has been for a couple of years, How does the under 21 and the senior management get on, and are the players used as do the senior team use the under 21 players in the league, or how is that, how does that go?
I tell you, Tom, when you have Eamon Fitzmaurice in charge of the seniors and Jack O'Connell in charge of the under-21s, they are two of the most knowledgeable men that you'll get in football, and they have been communicating 100% with each other. Eamon Fitzmaurice played young Begley cornerback in the seniors in two matches, and then he stopped after that, and they haven't played any more under-21s after that. The under-21s were cut out for the last two games. They have been entirely with Jack O'Connell. But very briefly, on another note, Tom, the one thing in the league this year that has caused fierce consternation is the interpretation of the black card. I've seen it over so many matches, and I tell you the truth, the interpretation by the referees in the black card and the yellow cards, you could do a whole programme on it, because it's not working at the moment.
Yeah, it's unfair on referees, isn't it? It's adding another layer to them.
Tom, people will tell you the word common sense is not in the rule book. That's the first thing you'll be told. Well, it should be in the rule book. And a small bit of common sense. So Manus will tell you there. So we all know what's a bad tackle and a dangerous tackle and a tackle that you should get a card for. It's very easy to distinguish what's dangerous and what's vicious than what's accidental or what's slight. Basketball fouls now, I call them, they're getting yellow cards for them. I don't know, it certainly hasn't settled anyway, in my view.
Anyway, finally, Manus, looking ahead to Sunday, Donegal versus Dublin. You see, it's an important game for Donegal. What are the prospects?
Well, I mean, Dublin have been, I suppose the word would be awesome, this last 3 or 4 years, they've been excellent. Again, Jim Gavin has sparingly used the squad throughout the league campaign. He's introduced a lot of players. He sent the kind of skeleton squad down to play Roscommon at the weekend. Still came out of it with a good one. Not easy going down to Carrick and coming out with 2 points. And years ago when Dublin travelled, they never travelled as well as they have under Jim Gavin. So I think it's a huge mountain to climb. But I think it's a game that Donegal not only need to give a good performance, but they need to have to go for the juggler and try and get a victory, because, you know, 5 in a row is not something that you really want to be going into the championship with. I think the Kerry-Roscommon game will be a lot more open, a lot more intriguing, and maybe I think Donegal will have to park a bus or two, you know, and then hope to catch Dublin on the break. But I think the Kerry-Roscommon game will be an open game, and I would expect that Kerry's experience and the fact that they, you know, they've still a good bit of time yet before they play in the Munster Championship, that Fitzmaurice will be keen for another crack at Dublin before they go into a Munster Championship.
Another crack at Dublin on, Weeshie?
I would fancy Dublin to beat Donegal, Tom. Dublin only lost one of their last 32 games, I think. Now, it would be great to see Donegal beating them and setting them back that small bit, but Dublin are the benchmark, really, and they're playing superb football at the moment. I would expect Kerry, we would expect to beat Roscommon next Sunday. We have learned a lot. We're on a bit of a roll at the moment. We have a good panel. They're playing well, and I would be hoping for a Kerry-Dublin final myself, and to see how Kerry are, where they are, and where they're matched at the moment, Tom. But I think Donegal have a huge task in hands, but they're going to learn a lot out of it, and that's the main thing.
Okay, Weeshie, thank you indeed for joining us, and we'll see you on Sunday, and so we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Tom.
And Manus, the same to you. Thank you indeed for joining us again tonight. And of course, those games are in Croke Park on Sunday. It's Roscommon versus Kerry. That's the opening game. It's at 2 o'clock. And on 4 o'clock on Sunday, it's Donegal versus Dublin in the main game. That game you will hear live here on Sunday Sport with Oisín Kelly. And also, Donegal hurlers are in action against Roscommon on Saturday in down in Ballina to retain their Division 2B status, while Tyrone take on Fermanagh in a Division 3A relegation promotion playoff. From me, Tom Comack, from my special guest tonight, Weeshie Fogarty, and from Manus Boyle, Gajean Shockland, Juhogan, Slán agus Bannacht.